USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The busiest land port of entry in North America has reopened one day after it was closed for hours. U.S. Customs and Border Protection using tear gas and shutting down that San Diego area port of entry after a group of migrants stormed the border fence. Mexico says it now plans to deport almost 500 migrants who were involved in the incident. It comes just a few days after President Trump's conference call with U.S. military members, in which he slammed the judge's decision to temporarily block the administration from denying asylum to migrants.
It's a terrible thing when judges take over your protective services when they tell you how to protect your border. It's a disgrace.
Midwest travel very treacherous from a very heavy winter storm. Blizzard conditions are affecting about a half dozen states. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time, just doing the math. That's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
Firefighters finally getting a break battling the Camp Fire in Northern California. USA Radio's Wendy King is in Chico.
The grim search for bodies in paradise following the deadliest California wildfire in a century continues. 249 people are still unaccounted for. The Camp Fire is now 100% contained, and the skies are clear here in Chico. So far, 88 fire-related deaths statewide in California, where lawmakers next month will consider a bill that is designed to protect utility customers from liability, even if their electrical equipment is found to be the source of wildfires.
Cyber Monday is here, and it means millions of people will be looking for online bargains. According to Adobe Digital Insights, Cyber Monday was the biggest shopping day of the year last year, when shoppers spent $6.6 billion. Aren't Amazon and Target already starting their Cyber Week sales? They started even before Black Friday. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Senator Angus King says he doesn't think having troops at the U.S.-Mexico border is a very good idea. On CBS's Face the Nation, the Maine Independent said yesterday the United States is currently in a gray area surrounding the order that was signed by White House Chief of Staff John Kelly. The order that says troops are allowed to use forms of law enforcement or lethal force if need be, but King says it questions a long-standing law that says there shall be no use of federal troops for law enforcement purposes. An Israeli prosecutor is recommending that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu be brought up on corruption charges. He's alleged to have taken more than $250,000 from people in exchange for help with various issues. A report from the state prosecution's tax and finance department argues there's enough evidence for an indictment right now of Netanyahu. There are other pending cases against the prime minister in which no recommendations have yet been made. Netanyahu has maintained his innocence while dismissing criticism as fake news and a witch hunt. And a fundraising campaign hoping to rebuild a film set at the Paramount Ranch in California, a set that was destroyed by the Woolsey Fire that started on November 8th outside of Simi Valley. Over 300 movies and TV series episodes were filmed at the set known as Western Town. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.